أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما تقدموا لأنفسكم من خير تجدوه عند الله هو خيرا وأعظم أجرا واستغفروا الله إن الله غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم. We discussed this ayah yesterday, but in the surah some very important lessons that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had taught us by advising and instructing our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I thought, just at the eve of the month of Ramadan, one or two important lessons that we learned from the surah, we will make some muzakira with regards to that before going on to the next surah. One important aspect was Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commanding our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to stand up in the tahajjud salat, to stand up in the tahajjud namaz. Now with regards to tahajjud, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of all the salat, the best of all the namazes, after the farz namaz, is that of tahajjud. In the month of Ramadan, we all get up for sehri. The nights are also long in this particular season, and hence we have sufficient time, we have the opportunity, the occasion, whereby we can seize this opportunity that together with partaking of our sehri, we can also read the tahajjud salat, perform the tahajjud salat. Our mother Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and all the other narrations by other sahaba, we will come to the conclusion that this was a namaz that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had performed throughout the year, and there was a great amount of steadfastness in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to this salat. Now when we look at the life of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Mughira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to say that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam will stand in the tahajjud salat, and he will exert himself to such an extent that the mubarak feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would swell. Sahaba used to ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, why are you doing this? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has forgiven all your past sins, and we also know that over and above that, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were ma'soom, they were sinless. But Allah Ta'ala has guaranteed that if there was anything in the past, if there would be anything in the future, present, all of it Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has forgiven. So one simple reply that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا, that should I not be an appreciative, grateful servant of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that Allah Rabbul Izzat has blessed us with so many ni'mats, and now to place on record our shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all these ni'mats, I stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I exert myself. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, one is the ibadat of a person that wants jannat. To want jannat is matloob, it is an objective. We should be striving for jannat. But he says that ibadat for a person that wants jannat, he wants to practice, he wants to carry out some deeds here, and in return he wants jannat, that person is like a trader with Allah. He is trying to do a deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person that carries out ibadat out of the fear of Allah's adab, and we should be fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's adab, but that person is like a slave. When a slave is working for the master, his one fear is that I must not be punished, I mustn't do anything wrong. And one is the ibadat to show and to place on record our shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he says that is the real ibadat, to show and appreciate that ni'mah that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given. So our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stand for long hours, and he would make this tahajjud salat. Allah has given us the opportunity in this mubarak month and every other time also. Then we find in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when the last portion, the last third of the night comes, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes down to the sama'u dunya. Sama'u dunya is the sky that we can see. That is the sama'u dunya. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is everywhere.
So the ulama have stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attention is directed towards his banda, towards his servants. Now Allah himself is making an offer. We all look for special offers before Ramadan and after Ramadan and all the time. But here is a very, very special offer Allah is making with his very special servants. Who is there to ask from me? مَنْ يَدْعُونِ Who is there to make dua to me, that I may respond to that dua? Is there anyone that is asking at this particular time? I want to respond to that person. So who is there? Then the second part of the hadith, مَنْ يَسْأَلُونِ One is to make dua to Allah, and one is to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it seems as though it is one and the same thing. But Allah is emphasizing this. To make dua to Allah is not only to ask Allah for our needs, but to show Allah that we are in need of Allah. To make dua, to ask for our needs, that is fine. But to make dua to show that we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself becomes our kafil, he becomes our guarantor, and he becomes our wakil, and he sees to all our affairs. Who is there to seek forgiveness from me, that I may forgive that person? Now this is every night of the year it is happening, and our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam informs us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at this time is making this pledge, Allah is making this offer to us, so we should turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask. In the hadith, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the closest a servant can come to Allah insofar as time is concerned is the last hours of the night, that we can now sit and make ibadat, stand and make ibadat, but we become very, very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that this has been the habit of all the salihin, anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, they would stand in tahajjud, so we can at least imitate them. When the sons of Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam, when they realized they had done wrong, and they asked their father to seek forgiveness on their behalf, سَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكَ رَبِّي I will soon do it. The ulama have written, he waited for the time of tahajjud, and then he placed in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this need of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgiving his sons, forgiving his children. And in this way we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us in abundance to perform this tahajjud salat. So let us make dua also, and let us try in this month of Ramadan that we are up for sehri. Let us take a little bit of extra time before, after, whenever, and let us try and perform the tahajjud salat. Just as a matter of reference, in our calendars, when the sehri time comes to an end, then that's the time tahajjud time will come to an end. Now some of the calendars have it 5 minutes earlier as a precaution. Some of them have it exactly the sehri time. We have to take note of that. But obviously once the sehri time has come out now, then we cannot perform the tahajjud salat. So we shouldn't make these simple mistakes also. It is a time when we need to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The time of Ramadan is a time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts duas. The fasting person's duas are accepted. So let us take these opportunities and seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, of course, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala advised our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا This is the month of Quran Sharif. This is the month in which we should be making tilawat and do it for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. A person cannot get closer to Allah than that which comes out from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the Quran. If you want to get that closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will get it via the Quran Sharif. So these are some of the advices Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The third very quickly is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advised Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make abundant dhikr and remember Allah. In the hadith of Hazrat Salman Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, 4 things our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised us also. One is kalima tayyibah, to say la ilaha illallah in abundance. Number 2 is an abundance of istighfar. Number 3, seeking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jannat. And number 4, seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection from the fire of jahannam. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa